this premature flattening of the curve is causing panic. And you see this panic because governors and states are starting to throw stuff out there. You're like, we were fine a week ago. Now you're putting South Carolina stay-at-home order? And this tweet thread was unleashed the other day. And I don't think a lot of people saw it. But it's very telling. It's by this woman, Alicia Smith, who is a U.S. and European political commentator for Bravo TV. I don't know. I don't know who she is. I don't know who she is. I don't care. But what she's predicting or what she's talking about, and she put this out yesterday morning, saying the IHME model that was being relied upon by the White House was updated last night, April 5th, and she wanted to spotlight some of the changes that were made. Of course, they have to say this now. It's important to remember that models are not oracles. Hold on a second. We were told that models were everything a week ago. But now that they have to change, the models, you know, even little Fauci. I don't predict the models. I don't predict them. But look at this. Why am I saying that the curve is flattening? The premature curve is flattening? Because as of yesterday, the number of deaths projected decreased again. Remember, it was 2.5 million. Then it was 200,000. And as of April 6th or April 5th, the number of deaths went from 93,000 to 81,000. You know what that puts that pretty close to? Flu season. Remember people who were screaming, "This is not the flu. This is worse. You are an imbecile if you do not take this seriously." Oh, well, 81,000 dead, which is terrible. That puts it pretty much on line with the flu. It's a flu season. Projected total bed shortage went from 87,000 to 36,000. This is why we have to flatten the curve, so we don't have a bed shortage, right? Well, they decreased it by 50,000. Oh, yeah, we're only going to be short 36,000 beds. Really? Because you just dropped it by 50,000. The peak dates, April 15th for resource needed peak, 16th for peak daily death toll has been unchanged. But under 200 deaths a day was moved from June 3rd, remember? Oh, it's going to be months until we get under 200 dead a day. Oh, that was moved to May 18th. Oh, that was moved up a month. So, to the people of Virginia, with Governor Blackface, which, by the way, in the greatest commentary and the greatest Freudian slip in the history of Freudian slips, Governor Blackface put on a black respirator mask. But I mean, the guy couldn't win if he put on a white one, but he put on a black face mask. So that was amazing. I'll try to find it during the break. But what about Governor Blackface extending it to June 3rd? Because right now, he's keeping you there just for the fun of it. And we'll get to Virginia in a moment. And so there's peaks. Let's actually go to Virginia. The peak hospital use now is 420. Instead of 520. So it's moved up a month. Once again, why is Governor Blackface keeping you in your house until June 10th? Because that's about 3 months or about 2 months after the peak hospital use. Peak daily death went from May 20th to April 22nd. Once again, Governor Blackface is keeping you in your home until June 10th. The total deaths went from 3.1 thousand to 1.4 thousand. Okay, so it's sliced in half. Under 20 deaths per day went from 622, June 22nd, to May 6th. So is Governor Blackface, is he going to get rid of, is he going to get rid of his order? No. But these numbers don't help them because look what they were based on. June 22nd. So they had 2 months. 2 months of a smorgasbord of overreaching government actions planned out. Until somebody went, hey, our models are not good. And somebody's going to figure out and rework these based on the data. And we're not going to be able to get away with this. So let's just ratchet up the amount of infringements. I'll talk about my state. And I'll talk about this a little bit more in the top of the next segment here in the Bear Brief on the Crusade Channel, the last live radio station standing, sponsored by the Pray Latin Prayer Card Company. Go to MikeChurch.com/shop and take a look at the amazing prayer cards in Latin that are also in English. So you can learn prayers like the Hail Mary, Our Father, Glory Be, prayers before and after meals, and many more. It's the Pray Latin Prayer Company at MikeChurch.com/shop. Think Latin, pray Latin, because the devil hates Latin. But just, we'll talk about my state of Texas, where Governor Abbott just banned going out in the park. You can't go in the park anymore because of social distancing practices. Okay, so peak hospital use is now April 19th instead of May 6th. Peak daily deaths, April 20th instead of May 6th. Total death projection. It was 6,000 people are going to die in the state of Texas. 6,000 people. Now, 2,000. 2,000 people are going to die because of coronavirus. Under 20 deaths a day has been moved to May 20th, 12th, instead of May 9th. I'm sorry, May 12th instead of June 9th. So Governor Abbott, can we open the state up again? Instead of increasing, instead of continuing to close things down? Of course, what they're going to say is, because of the social distancing techniques, this is what saved lives. That's incorrect. These models, all the ones where everybody was going to die, you, me, the toad, you know, the fish in the fishbowl, everybody was going to die, was based off of social distancing being used at peak efficiency. But I'm going to update. I got New York, I got Michigan, I got New Jersey, I got Illinois, I got Florida. All these projections have been drastically reduced. The curve is not flattened. The curve has fallen off a cliff. Which is why you're seeing legacy media freak out about hydrochloroquine, which they're now saying that Trump has a financial stake and an out-of-date and an expired patent generic medicine that costs $20, and that this is all some big scheme by President Trump to use hydrochloroquine to make himself rich, even though anybody can produce it. There's no patent on it, and it's a generic drug. We'll talk about that more on the other side of the break as well. But we have continued expansion of government infringement for no reason, because we just shut up and we let it happen. The time is now to push back. You gotta have to push back because these guys are not gonna give it up without a fight.